no one else is in yet, except about 100 patients. Looks to be everyone else has got your flu, Miss Caroline.
The minute Caroline hung up, there was a knock on the front door. Lucy Martin, no doubt. Caroline was surprised it had taken her this long. Lucy was wearing a dress with big bright pink flowers on it, an apron with ruffles edged in pink, and fuzzy slippers. When Caroline opened the door, she stepped right in, carrying half a loaf of banana bread wrapped in plastic. Lucy had a heart of gold. Everyone said so, but her very presence set Caroline's teeth on edge. Lucy's cakes and pies and hot dishes were her tickets into the center of every drama. Deaths and accidents, births and weddings and wakes. There was something not quite right about her eagerness, an eerie kind of voyeurism in her need for bad news, and Caroline usually tried to keep a distance.
"I saw your visitor," Lucy said, now patting Caroline's arm. "My goodness, quite a good-looking fellow, wasn't he? I just couldn't wait to get the scoop."
Lucy sat down on the sofa bed, now folded up. Caroline took the armchair. The bedroom door where Phoebe slept stood open.
"You're not sick, dear," Lucy was saying, "because come to think of it, usually you're long gone by this time in the morning."
Caroline studied Lucy's eager face, aware that whatever she said would travel swiftly through town, that in 2 days or three, someone would come up to her in the grocery store or at church and inquire about the stranger who had spent the night at her apartment. "That was my cousin you saw last night," Caroline said easily, amazed all over again at this sudden facility she developed, the fluidity and ease of her lies. They came to her whole. They didn't even make her blink.
"Oh, I wondered," Lucy said, looking a little disappointed.
"I know," Caroline answered. And then, in a preemptive strike that amazed her when she thought about it later, she went on.
"Poor Al. His wife is in the hospital."
She leaned a little closer, lowered her voice.
"It's so sad, Lucy. She's only 25, but they think she might have brain cancer. She's been falling down a lot, so Al brought her in from Somerset to see the specialist. And they have this little baby. I told him, look, go and be with her. Stay in the hospital day and night if you have to. Leave the baby with me. And I think because I'm a nurse, they felt comfortable with that. I hope you haven't been bothered with her crying."
For a few instants, Lucy was stunned to silence, and Caroline understood the pleasure, the power, that comes from delivering a bolt from the blue.
"Poor, poor things, your cousin and his wife. How old is the baby?"
"Just 3 weeks," Caroline said,
and then, inspired, she stood up.
"Wait here."
She went into the bedroom and lifted Phoebe from the dresser drawer, keeping the blankets wrapped close around her.
"Isn't she beautiful?" she asked, sitting down next to Lucy.
"Oh, she is. She's lovely,"
Lucy said, touching one of Phoebe's tiny hands. Caroline smiled, feeling an unexpected surge of pride and pleasure.